Hi everyone. Okay, today's podcast is on Cain and Abel. So, let's have a look at Genesis 4:2. And next she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. So in the Greek, we will look at it, and it says, And said Cain and bore, and she conceived his wife Eve. Oh no, I'm reading from the start. His wife Eve knew now the man. His brother bore, and she again. And the Lord from a man I have gotten of time in the course, and it came to pass, of the ground a tiller was but Cain, of sheep a keeper of the firstborn, he also brought an Abel. Okay, as you can see, it's all like broken Greek. Okay, so they've translated that into English, and it says, in the next, she gave birth to his brother Abel. And now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And bore, the word bore, there, the word bore is as a child delivered. And Adam is, Adam, he called forth Cain. Okay, and conceived, and Cain is fallen as well. It means fallen. But Adam calls forth. Okay, he calls forth Cain by name. Okay, that's how he does it. So he knew Eve. Okay, so he had yarded Eve. He knows Eve, and then he calls forth by name Cain. And then we see that the Lord Yahweh, together with human, it says, he bought, which is the word gotten. So the Lord from a man I have gotten of time in the course. He's saying that the Lord Yahweh, together with human, he bought, which is acquired or gotten, the day. All right, or he bought time. The Lord bought time. And in the course means end. So he bought the ending of time, or he brought he brought time like to an end, or he brought time, and he made it he brought it and for man. So, and it says, and it's accomplished, it is done, it came to pass. So the Lord, together with human, he acquired and he had gotten the day, he bought the time. And then it goes on, and then it came to pass, and then it was done. Okay, so he bought the man and bought the time. And it came to pass, so it was done. Then it says, of the ground a tiller was but Cain. So, but Cain, he was a tiller of the ground. The word ground there is husbandry, it's farming, it's breeding animals. And tiller is a slave or an enslaved, and then one who is a slave and is enslaved, he produces and he makes more slaves to husbandry. So he makes slaves who just breed animals. They're just breeding animals, these slaves to breeding animals. And it came to pass, he says, okay. And then he says, it goes on to say, of sheep a keeper of the firstborn, he also brought an Abel. So of sheep, which is the son, it says, the word son, it says, it's of sheep, but it means like the flock, so the sheep only. They're the animals where you get food from, and you get milk from, and wool. And it also means multitude. So he also bought, he also acquired the sheep, and as a keeper is a teacher or one who feeds, or one who pastures, feeds the pasture. And of the firstborn, it means of man, a firstborn of man or animal, and it's the right of the firstborn, so the birthright. And he also bought and Abel, it says. So he bought the sheep, he bought Abel, second Adam, to be the keeper, to be the teacher, okay, and to feed the pasture, the sheep. And they're the only animals for food and for milk, sheep only. And that he also is able to, as yourself, or all the same who bought Abel, the second Adam. So he says there, he also bought and Abel. So it's like he, and he also is as yourself, or the same who bought Abel. So he's made him the same as him. That's, I didn't explain that too well, but that's all I got there. And keeper, teacher, food of the sheep. So he's a keeper, teacher of the food. So a food, a teacher of the firstborn. He's a teacher, a food teacher of the firstborn, a man or animal. And he brought it for Abel, the second Adam. And so it says, the Lord, an offering of the ground of the fruit Cain that brought. So Cain brought an offering to the Lord, an offering, which is he brought his gift, right? So he used his gift and he brought this to the Lord, and the gift was used in the ground to produce fruit of the womb, which is more, he produced fruit from the ground. Okay, so that just produced more Cains, more breeding animals. And it says, but unto this, until, it means against, we see it later used where Cain rose up against Abel. When the Lord is against you, what you're doing, you become against others. So if you're against others, the Lord is against you. But it's saying here that he brought this fruit offering, he brought his offering, the fruit of the ground, to the Lord. And then the Lord was against him. So he was against what he was doing, which was breeding animals and producing fruit from the ground. And the ground is in time, and the time is going to end. It's not eternal. It's ending. It's been purchased to end, right? So so the Lord's against that, and it's saying there, like, so in that word, that word fruit is the same word for fruit of the womb, and we see that fruit of the womb used in 1 Corinthians 6:13, where he says the food for the belly. And I will read it, and it's, just let me grab it. I'll read it from 6:12, so 1 Corinthians 6:12-13. It says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach, and the stomach for foods. But God will destroy both in and both it and them. And now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. I'm going to come back to that to speak about 1 Corinthians, but that's what it means. It's the fruit of the womb. It's talking about that same scripture. So we see, the fruit bought of time, done within the time, within the day. He sowed to the ground, which is the animal, the beast, right? So Abel brought a firstborn, an animal, a son to the Lord, and the Lord turned his eye upon Abel, it says. The Lord turned his gaze towards Abel because of this. This is what caught his attention. Against and Abel, and on the fat, which is the stomach, the mid area where the son or their portion is. Okay, so where Abel's portion is, it's in this stomach area, because that's his that's what he's brought to the Lord. And upon, or to impregnate on Abel, and direction toward the Lord, it says. So it's like he's offering his food, right? And Cain, he was against toward, and he turned away his offering and gift. And Cain, it says, was forcibly angry, or loudly angry, and burned. It says he was burned, right, with rage and from pain. He was jealous because the Lord favored Abel, because that was what the Lord had, is what the Lord deems acceptable. Okay, he's brought his firstborn, not fruit from the ground. And he was showing, it says showing on his face, so he was jealous for, right? So Cain was jealous, and he was burning with envy, burning with jealousy, burning with rage, and it was showing all over his face. His anger was coming through his face about, you know, how the Lord was with, or his eyes and gaze, or his favor was upon Abel over here, when Cain had been working and laboring in the land, or laboring on the earth for so long, and bringing all these fruit offerings, but you know, it wasn't what the Lord wanted, and he was against that. And so Cain's showing his face has fallen. It says his face had fallen, his countenance had fallen in nature, in displeasure. Same thing seen in 1 Samuel 1:18, covered with shame it was, or Ezekiel 7:18. Whence it was figurative of confusion or discomfiture. Okay, so the Lord toward Cain said, "Are you angry? Are you burned?" That's what the Lord said to him. What's wrong? Are you burned? Why? How did your countenance, your face, fall away from God? Which is that pornim, the face. He was face to face with God. He was face to face with God. How did it fall away? Because of this jealousy, the rage, because of what God deemed acceptable. Cain didn't like that, didn't agree with that. Okay, so he fell, and he came away from face to face with God. Under the regard. So he fell away from under the eye of God, and he fell away from under the regard of God. So his eyes were no longer on him. And from the surface of, so it's like, it was, it means to cut off and remove and expel, fall, to go to ruin, perish, calamity, fall into a deep sleep. Okay, so you fall into a deep sleep when the eyes of the Lord are off you, because you know, it's his presence that awakens and keeps you alive. So you fall into a deep sleep with all this calamity. And why? It says, what has you done? What have you done? He says. And then he says, you better make amends, or you will do well, he says in Genesis 4:6. You make better amends or find favor, or else, hello, shall you not, or else you'll be, if you don't make amends, if you don't do well or find favor with me again, or else you'll be breathless, untrained, useless, worthless, ungodly, unanswered, prohibited. Thou shalt not eat of the tree of life. You will remain ignorant, he says. So, and so he goes on and says, so sin lies at your door. And he's saying that you've laid or brooded over sin, and the sin against God. So you were against God, okay, against his ways, what he deems acceptable and favorable. Therefore, anger and jealousy burst. And you therefore conceived it or brooded over it, and it has become the covering over your doorposts. So to be good and glad again, to do well and lift and have your countenance lifted, is there not acceptance and forgiveness, it says, cheerfulness at uplifted countenances, it says. So he's like, to do good or to be glad again or to do well again, lift and have your countenance lifted, but also is there not acceptance for those whose countenance are already lifted? Or is there not forgiveness for, is there not forgiveness there? Is there not acceptance there in the Lord, right? And how the Lord does things, how the Lord chooses to do things. We need to accept how. It's saying you have to accept how the Lord's ways. Accept the Lord's ways. How he does it. And have forgiveness there to not be resentful and jealous. Have that sin forgiven. Have that sin forgiven to have your cheerfulness and your good to be restored. Your countenance to be restored, to be again face to face with God. But if not, he says, if not then, over you must rule or have dominion its desires. So the longing for or the stretching for the beast you conceived will have dominion over you, or what you've conceived will have dominion over you. If you don't do that, he says, if you don't find that good again, if you don't do good again, you will be dominated by your desire, whatever that longing, that stretching that's inside, that you birthed, that you conceived. So Romans 8, so that's Genesis, no, Genesis 4, 1 to, maybe 1 to 4, I think, or 1 to, maybe up to 7, something like that. Romans 8, 3 and 4. Okay. No, wait, we will read the fruit of the womb. Okay, so the 1 Corinthians 6, 13. So we read that. And it's saying it's the food for the belly. And he's saying everyone, which is all things, are lawful or permitted or possible. Okay, in the Greek it says, 1 Corinthians 6:13, the foods for the belly, and the belly thee for foods, but God both this and these will destroy. And the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. So he's saying everyone, he's saying everyone, all things are lawful and permitted and possible. They're all possible, right? Everything's possible. But not all are profitable that bring advancement or bring unity, bring together, he says. But I will not empower or be mastered within or give power or authority just to anything or a certain food of any kind. Victuals, it says. That word food there is victuals, meaning like turkey. Okay, so meaning forbidden food. Under the law, eating from food that hasn't been given authority and power in the womb, in the belly, it conceives idols determined by the food that you eat. In which case, they, the food and idol, will be destroyed by God, for your body is not for sexual immorality. Eating and laying and conceiving other gods or idols or desires, but it is for the Lord to birth lords for the body and for the church. So sexual immorality is whoredom and idolatry. Okay, and we see it in Hosea 1:2. Go take yourself a wife of harlotry, a harlot bride, and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord. So it's about the food, okay, and the authority on the food. And that authority is only come by having the Lord birthed in you by the Lord, right? And that gives you the authority, that gives you the Lord empowers you, empowers that food, that body. So that's a real born again, birthing Jesus through the body, and birthing lords into the body, into the church. So everybody's eating the Lord, right? and not eating idols and not eating desires and not eating things of the flesh, which, what does that do? It renders us useless, it says. He's saying that's useless. It's forbidden. It's fruit from the ground. It's just birthing beasts and animals that are not the Lord. They are not producing firstborn, powerful sons for the church. And so it's all idolatry. And Romans 8, 3, 14. Okay. Romans 8, 3 and 4, sorry. Okay, from the New King James, it says, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." So we'll look at that again in the Greek. And it says, For the powerless being the law, in that it was weak through the flesh. He's saying, for the powerless being, right? For what the law could not do. The law is the powerless being. Powerless, which is not possible. It's impossible. It's actually impotent, it says. Okay, it's impotent. It doesn't have any power. It's impotent. It can't birth. It can't birth sons. It's weak. And, okay, so this powerless being is weak and it's impotent. Say, for the powerless being, the law, okay, the law is customs, just, and it's to be weak, so customs in that it was weak, so to be weak, which is ill, without strength, physically and then morally. It's universally powerless through, literally, the instrument, the flesh, carnal, human nature. And God sent, he dispatched and transmitted of himself, his own nature, with one mind with him, a son, a descendant, by birth or adoption, it says, as a superhuman and closest to God, transmitted, closest to God. And it says, into the likeness, the image, the representation, the resemblance of flesh, of the body, of the human. In likeness of flesh of sin, to break the power of sin in the flesh and all around us, all around the body, so it's condemned in the body. So it's condemned in the body and it's brought down low in the body, charged as guilty, as an evil deed. And a deed is an agreement, okay? It's a title. So it's charging that evil deed, that wicked deed that was done. So that the requirement, which is the thing pronounced to be just by God, so to be righteous, the righteous deed, can instead be fulfilled. As it's approved to be completed. So filled to capacity, not according to the flesh, conducting oneself carnally, but according to the Spirit. So down from carnally, brought low, down low in the Spirit, empowered to suppress evil desires and practicing holiness. So to close, the Lord brought time and our bodies. He purchased time and he purchased our bodies. And our bodies are used to spiritually birth lords for the body, for the church. And this is the only lawful advancement that births sons who have dominion over evil deeds through the Lord, truly birthed in their flesh, coming through them. All sin is brought low as it is a deed, a title from the evil one, and not the deed or the title from the righteous one. So all sin is brought low, and sin, when it covers the entryways, it causes you to depart from the Lord. where in this case, then, your desires replace his lordship and now have dominion over you. And these desires, since, are what you want or have longed for and stretched yourself for, deceive you to think the Lord has fulfilled your desires and is blessing you. It is not until he sends one like himself to judge sin that the evil deed or the agreement made is revealed in your own flesh, in which case you can now receive forgiveness and accept his ways of doing things and bring him firstborn offerings instead of tilling the farm and providing fruit of the ground, which is not eternal. So that's it. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. God bless and talk to you next time.
Hello, how did you find me? Where have you been hiding? I know that you remind me. This fire inside me feels like we met somewhere before. Saw you, my heart just hit the floor. This time I'm following the signs. This moment can flash before your eyes. So if we just can't get it right, then maybe we'll try in another life. If I died in your arms tonight, then baby I'll see you on the other side. So if we just can't get it right, then maybe we'll try in another life. If I died in your arms tonight, then baby I'll see you on the other side. So long that I've been waiting, I've been anxiously patient for our love to rule the nations. The future is what we are facing. But if we choose to turn the page, will that lead to the end of days? That's why you are the missing piece. There's no way to run from destiny. Oh.
So if we just can't get it right, then maybe try in another life. If I died in your arms tonight, then baby